Well, I tell you what, Wes, we got a few minutes. Let's talk a little bit about what we think we're going to see on the field tonight as far as a possible starting lineup for the offense and defense. You want to take the offense, or you want me to take the offense? You tell me.
Well, I say, you tell you what, I'll let you pick.
All right, you wouldn't start with the offense.
I'll start with the offense, and actually, here's what the Lions Eye offense will look like on the Crystal River Seafood pregame show. At center, number 53, Michael Miller, 6'1", 255 pounds junior. Left guard, number 75, Brady Brantley at 5'10", 210 pounds senior. I'm going to start with the left guard. At right guard, number 65, Lane Grant, a 5'11", 240 pounds junior. At right tackle, number 74, Justin Browning, a 6'2", 260 pounds junior. Left tackle, number 73, Ed Christensen, a 6'5", 280-pound junior. At tight end, number 84, Jordan Black, a 6'4", 250-pound sophomore. At split end, number 3, Darius Howell, a 6'foot, 190-pound senior. At fullback, boy, has he made an impression his first year at Lowndes High School. Number 33, Robert Anderson, a 5'9", 190-pound junior. At one running back, number 15, Tyler Hunter, a 5'11", 195-pound sophomore. The other running back, number 24, a 5'9", 180-pound senior, the number one player in the state of Georgia, and we're proud to have him as a Lowndes High Viking, Mr. Greg Reed.
And what the Lowndes High defense should look like tonight, a couple minor changes. There at the nose will be Henry Harden, number 55, a 5'10", 210-pound senior. At the right tackle should be number 64, Ridge Spivey, a 5'11", 210-pound senior. On his left, number 57 tonight, Little Bear Devin Simmons. I had a number change. He was going back to his old number of 57, a 5'9", 260-pound senior. At the defensive ends, change here. Number 17, Michael Copeland, will move into one of the defensive end spots. At the other side, you'll have number 10, Kelvin Smith, a 6'4", 200-pound junior. Also interchangeable is number 42, 6'2", 210-pound senior, Chris Stinson. At the linebackers tonight, number 9, Gerald Dentz, a 6'1", 210-pound senior, moves from the free safety into the linebacker spot. Also at linebacker, number 8, 5'10", 180-pound senior, Lee Ruiz. At the defensive back spots, number 24, Greg Reed, 5'9", 180-pound senior. At the other defensive back will be 5'11", 195-pound sophomore, number 15, Tyler Hunter. In the strong safety position, number 4, 5'10", 190-pound senior, Marcus Solomon. And in the free safety spot, we should see 5'10", 180-pound senior, number 25, Michael Mitchell. Punter tonight will be number 46, Hayden Martin. Our kicker, number 40, Mark Willis. And the long snapper, number 38, 5'10", 180-pound junior, Jackson Dalton.
And Bill returning kickoffs, number 24, Greg Reed. Tyler Hunter back deep with Kari Franklin, the up man. And on punt returns, you'll see Greg Reed and Kari Franklin. The Lowndes High band still out on the field. Captains have not made their way down to the sideline. They're standing down on the sideline.
Looks like it's going to be.
I guess they were waiting on the Ware County because it is our new gigs, our new pad, our new crib. The visitors' dressing room is down up under where the band is now in the south end zone. So, Bill.
Well, let's
got an old coach in the stands tonight.
Who's that?
Milt Miller.
All right. Well, welcome, Coach Miller. And, Coach Joe. Now, we talk about that, but Coach Joe Wilson's here almost every home game.
Every home game.
And I saw Coach Wilson come up into the stands a little while ago.
And I see Miss Donna, his bride, is with him tonight. So,
well, Wes, the Vikings look like we're going to have number 75, Brady Brantley, number 8, Lee Ruiz, number 9, Gerald Demps, and number 4, Marcus Solomon will be our team captains for the Vikings. They're still down in the corner of the end zone waiting on the officials to bring them out front and center. Let me see if I'll give you some numbers on the Ware County. Number 60.
That is Brent Cribb, a 5'10", 295-pound senior.
He's the only one I see right now.
Well, I tell you what, while waiting, I want to invite everybody to the Lowndes High Coaches Show on Tuesday night at Loco's Deli and Pub at 7 o'clock. New deal going on now.
That's it. Come out new live.
Deal. We're going to have, if you're not a Touchdown Club member, you'll really like this. Come to the Coaches Show because we've got now DVDs. There'll be highlights of tonight's game.
Yep.
That will be played during the whole hour broadcast on the big screen TV. Not only that, but Myron Paul, the owner, says, say that you're there for the Touchdown Club meeting, I mean, not Touchdown Club meeting, but there for the coaches show, 10% off your meal.
Yep. So
and it's a good kid, and it's a good friendly family atmosphere on Tuesday night. The coaches are there. Coach Mack talked to us for about 15 minutes. There's always several Lions High coaches. You can sit and talk with him, ask him anything you want to. Coach Mack loves to visit with the folks that come in. And then, of course, while you and I talk about things, and then he comes back and gives us a preview of our upcoming opponent. So we invite you there at 7. And if you can't listen, you can always listen live on 99.5 Kicks Country. And if you need to, if you can't be in town or don't know you're going to be someplace where there's a computer, you can log into 995kickscountry.fm.
That's Kicks, K-I-X, country.fm. So, yeah, 995kickscountry.fm, and you'll be able to catch all the action of the coaches show, games on Friday night as well. But do come out to Locos. It is a blast. The crowd is there, and you'll get to see some of the highlights as well.
And like I say, invite you to come out, and you can keep up with all that's happening with Lions High Sports by going to the Vikings, www.thevikingvoice.com. In fact, tonight's stats for the game will be posted, within just a couple of hours after the game ends.
Yeah, usually around midnight I get those in. But, yes, that is the website that we have, and that's thevikingvoice.com.
And, Bill?
Well, let me give you those numbers again now that we can start to see some of the captains for Ware County.
There's
number one.
Demetrius White, a 5'6", 165-pound senior defensive back.
23.
Is David Minter. We know him, a 6'3", 205-pound senior, a plays linebacker.
60.
And we just gave you number 60. That was Brent Cribb, a 5'10", 295-pound offensive lineman who's also a senior.
And 72.
And number 72 is Jimmy Staten, a 6'4", 235-pound offensive lineman slash defensive lineman. He's a senior. Number 72 and David Minter, number 23. He's a fail. Stop. Look. Listen. Here comes the mighty, mighty Vikings. Bill just got a text message from our boss, Clark Johnson. Want to know how the field mic was working. Wish you could have heard it earlier.
Worked great.
During our pregame show, Clark, it is working. Thank you so much. We've just been singing your praises. In fact, we can do this and get away with it on here. Marty got to actually interview Coach Stevens from Ware County down on the field and get some comments from him. And it is working great. Thank you so, so much for all your hard work and all that you personally do for Lions High Sports. We appreciate you, Clark Johnson.
Yeah, we're looking forward to, you know, kind of getting Marty's take on some things that from the field level. You and I talk about this all the time. And people ask me, I have the best seat in the house to watch Lions High football. But it depends on your perspective and where you really like to watch a football game. My son prefers to be on the field, and that has a lot to do with, you know, spending so much time playing football on the field. He sat up here during some junior varsity and ninth grade games, and he said, boy, this is just really so far away. So having Marty down there with that kind of perspective on the field, he'll probably tell people as well the best place, he'll have the best seat in the house to watch a football game, and it'll be the sidelines for him.
Well, I'll tell you what, after this is my ninth year with Valdosta State. Of course, their game got rained out because of the hurricane. And for the first 8 years, I was on the sideline, made the move to the booth for the national championship game last year, and powers be decided that was the place they wanted me this year. But I tell you what, there's nothing quite like being on the sidelines when you're reporting on a football game.
Yeah, I tell you, Marty, if any time you got something that maybe, you know, somebody you want to say a few words to or something, just give us a shout. We'll try. You can step on us. It'll be all right.
What's it like down there?
It is. It's always great to have former players and everything. Well, Marty, we'll be back to you shortly. It's ready to start playing football, Wes.
And before we get there, Valwood 14, Robert Toombs, nothing.
Great.
Bill, Vikings won the toss, elected to receive. And, of course, back deep is Kari Franklin, Greg Reed, and Tyler Hunter. Set to kickoff is number 98. That Gallatin King, 6'4", 265-pound senior, who's also a defensive lineman. And the Gators, dressed in white jerseys, white pants, they've got the green numbers and the green stripes with the green helmets. They'll be kicking off toward the north end zone. Vikings, maroon jerseys, maroon pants, silver helmets, those silver numbers. Back in the north end zone, getting ready to, waiting on the officials.
Getting some of the, Coach Langford is trying to get some of these guys to come up. They don't think they're going to kick it deep.
And number eight for our Vikings, that's Lee Ruiz standing in the middle of the field.
Their kicker is at number 98.
Is that right? Gallatin King. Mr. King waiting on the official signal.
Long wait. Here we go.
He gets the signal. Approaches the football. Mr. Osborne. Mr. Rogers, the ball is in the air, and Greg Reed takes it at the three. He comes to our side. He's across the 15. Jukes one man at the 20. Cuts outside at the 30. Still on his feet, and they finally bring him down on the 27-yard line. All the way from the 3-yard line out to the 27. The 24-yard return for Greg Reed as our Vikings take possession. First and 10 from our own. We'll make it the 28-yard line.
A little bit of extracurricular activity right there as they got Greg Reed to the ground. Started to, I won't say throw punches, that's not the right word, but making a few digs there. Greg jumped up. Kari Franklin had to kind of pull him back a little bit.
West. There comes the Mayflower Moving Company on the return trip. We've got Darius Howell to our side. Kari Franklin starting at one, no, Kari Franklin as a quarterback. He lines Greg Reed up, Tyler Hunter's the wing back on our side. They're in a five-man front. And we give it to
Reed.
Reed. He's across the 30 up to about the 32-yard line, about a 4-yard carry.
Gallatin King, the kicker, also a defensive lineman in on the tackle.
It'll be second and 6. The ball out at our 32. The ball on the near hash mark. C.J. Moore brings the play in from the sideline.
Michael Miller brings the return trip to the line.
C.J. Moore goes to the far side. Man coverage out there. Gators in a four-man front, four linebackers. They walk a corner up on the outside. Now they shift the defensive lineman to the strong side of the field. We give it to
Anderson.
Anderson right up the middle, and Anderson will have the first down out to the 39-yard line.
Great little run by Robert Anderson. We put the wing back in motion trying to sweep out left and give it quickly to the fullback right up the middle. Picks up the first down for the Vikings. Number 82, Thomas Rump checks in.
Miller up over the center. Rump comes to our side. The ball in the middle of the field. No score just underway here at Martin Stadium. First possession of the ball game for our Vikings. Tight box. They give it again to Greg Reed. He's over the 40, up to about the 41, 42. They had to haul him down at a 45-yard line, Bill, a 6-yard carry for Greg Reed.
Greg Reed came up on the backside of Tyler Hunter. And actually, you can't say Tyler Hunter made the tackle, but you just about have to say he was there, kind of impeded his progress a little bit, and that's what brought him down. We talked about the return trip earlier, Wes. Want to really talk up those that defensive line, that offensive line. That is a hoss of an offensive line. Michael Miller, Brady Brantley, Lane Grant, Justin Browning, Ed Christian, and Jordan Black.
Brandon Fox goes to the far side. No tight end for our Vikings. Yep, tied into our side. Give the counter to Tyler Hunter around the left side. Breaks one tackle, two. Still on his feet. Oh, it's picked up and looks like a WWF body slam down in Ware County territory at the 48-yard line.
It is going to be a physical game. It looked like that right from the very beginning from the kickoff return by Greg Reed. It's going to be a lot of physical action going on in this game.
We're into Gator territory down to the 48, and it's good to see somebody finally made it to the stadium.
Well, the crowd is here, that's for sure.
Darius Howell to the far side. Franklin goes under center. Hunter in motion. Gets it to Anderson up the middle. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Still fights his way forward down to the 45. I'm not Anderson, but
yeah,
that
Anderson.
Is Robert Anderson.
I'm sorry, picks up about 3 yards. So it'll be second and 7.
C.J. Moore. C.J. Moore brings the play in from the line of scrimmage. Oh, and there comes Darius Howell.
Go ahead. Yes, it is.
C.J. Moore goes to the far side. Greg Reed at wing back on the far side. Hunter near side. Anderson at fullback. Franklin goes under center. Tied into our side. Drops back. Looks. Busted play. Franklin gets back to the line of scrimmage and maybe a yard, Bill.
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion. Greg's looking to the side. everybody's kind of – Kari Franklin turned around and nobody was there for him to toss pitch. Had to cut it back up the middle. Still gained a yard on the carry.
Jordan Black back in the ball game now for our Vikings. It'll be third, Bill, and a long six. The ball at the 44-yard line of the Gators. Miller up over center. The return trips. Tied into the far side. Gators now show a three-man front. Stand two linebackers up on the outside. Man in motion towards us is Reed. Franklin drops back looking to throw. There comes a rush across the middle and has to throw it out of bounds. Tried to complete the pass over to, I'm sorry, that was Tyler Hunter.
Hunter in the quarterback position.
And he tried to complete it to Kari Franklin down around the 30. But Hayden Martin coming in now on the 4th and 6 from their 44. Coach says, nope, we're going to punt the football. And back deep to receive will be Demetrius White for the Gators.
Jackson Dalton, the long snapper in. And Hayden Martin to punt.
Martin, an all-region punter last year as a junior.
Left-footed.
White standing back about the Gator 6-yard line. There's a snap. There's a punt. They come after it. Makes the catch at the 5. And, boys, he buried immediately.
Q-tip.
And that's
Tavares Smith. Telvin Smith. I want to say Tavares.
Telvin Smith, a 6'4", 210-pound junior, nailed him at the 9-yard line. Well, just inside the 10. That's where the Gators will take over 1st and 10, going from right to left on your radio dial.
Folks, we'll still call Telvin Smith Q-tip once in a while. He started the season last year with a big cast on that right hand. Looked like a Q-tip running around.
Cocked in the shotgun. Sends two receivers near side, one far side. One of those is Demetrius White in the slot. Keeps one in the backfield with him. We're in that five-man front. Drops back, throws that little screen pass. Looks like something the Blazers would do, and he'll pick up maybe two and a half yards on that pass play.
They faked the handoff and then jumped up real quick and threw the ball out to the wide side. Tyler Hunter right there to make the tackle.
Number 20, Gabe Patrick at the running back position.
Henry Harden now checks in.
I'm sorry, it's Bryant Heyman at quarterback.
Number 14.
Number 14 goes under center now. They are in the I formation. Give it to the tailback. That's White around the right side. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage.
And that's by a host of Vikings.
And he'll get up to about the 14. He'll pick up about 2 yards.
Number 57, Little Bear Simmons comes up off the bottom of that pile.
There is Howell in.
It's good to see Little Bear back in that number 57. Third down now for the Gators.
Gators send two receivers our side. That's Gabe Patrick and Demetrius White. One man to the far side. Cox in the shotgun. Keeps Patrick in the backfield with him. Takes a snap. Drops straight back. Looks. Goes across the middle. In and out of the hands of number 20 at the 28. That was Caleb Monroe.
Lee Ruiz there on the coverage. Did a great job. He was right in his back pocket.
We went to that nickel defense that Coach likes to do in obvious passing situations. So it's going to be 3 and out from the Gators. It'll be 4th and about 6 from their 15-yard line.
Kari Franklin and Greg Reed back deep to receive this punt.
Antonio Bowles back to punt. Reed and Franklin standing back about the 50-yard line. 8 men up on the line of scrimmage, not 7. High kick. Kari Franklin calls for the fair catch. Fumbles the ball. It's on the ground. Recovered by the Gators.
Funny, wobbly little punt. Kari Franklin calls for the fair catch, hits him into the shoulder pads, and rolls underneath the defender, and there was no way for Kari to get back to the ball without going through that defender, and he just falls on the ball. So it's Gator ball after a muff punt by Kari Franklin.
After our Viking 44, after their own 44-yard line.
Defense now, Telvin Smith comes out, and Chris Stinson goes in at that defensive end spot.
7:19 to go. First quarter, no score. Gators send two receivers far side. Tied into the far side. I formation. Cox drops, rolls right, looking. Throws downfield, looking for a man open. Jumped up, intercepted by Greg Reed.
He may have had it taken away from him. Hold on.
Nope. They say Greg Reed had it when he hit the ground.
Greg Reed went up, but the number 20, the receiver... That's Gabe Patrick. did a phenomenal job almost taking the ball away from Greg as he came down on the ground.
We know, because we know that joint possession goes to the offense, but Greg Reed had that ball first, went down, they said, nope, he was on the ground before Patrick was able to get possession of it.
That's just, I tell you what, the tenacity of this team, both teams, you can't just count on it, and you got to fight all the way to the end until the whistle blows.
Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Tyler.
Corey Franklin.
Franklin under center. They've got 8-9 men in the box. A lot of movement. Pitch out to Reed around the right side. Cuts back inside. Fights his way up to the 35. Out to the 36. They haul him down about the 37-yard line, Bill. That was a hard 5 yards.
I was just watching the offensive line that time. Brady Brantley, along with Justin Browning, all the way downfield setting up blocks. If Greg would have broke that first one, they were already down there to set those blocks up.
Marty, I see already, buddy, we got to find some way to identify you on the sidelines. I've been searching for you. We'll come to you right after this.
All right, hang on just a second.
Miller up over the ball. The ball out to the 36-and-a-half-yard line. We send Rupp to the far side. He's got man coverage out there. Gators drop back to a three-man front. Walker linebacker up inside. There comes the blitz. Give it to Hunter around the outside. Cuts back inside. Gets hit from behind as he crosses the 40. But.
Hang on. We got a flag on the play. Let's see.
We sure do.
That's usually some offensive holding about from where that ball was thrown.
Ball's out to the 41-yard line.
That's
what it is. Be third and about. It would have been third and about one, but they're going to go back to the 37-yard line. And I know they're going to take that one.
Yeah, that'll make it second and about 15 or 16. There they are going to mark it off from the 32-yard line.
Let's see. Not 30. They'll mark it from the 37.
37,
back,
I'm sorry.
Back to the 27. And, Bill, it'll be second and, 1, 2, 3. Second and 14 at the 27-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. 6:20 to go, first quarter, no score. Our second possession. Darius Howell to the far side. Tied into the near side. Tyler Hunter in motion. And we give it to...
Fullback.
Nope, that's Jamel Demps. Gerald Demps on the counter play as he gets across the 30 up to about the 34-yard line.
Safe play. A lot of times, though, that little center of the field will open up on that little cross buck. But not that time. Great defensive stand so far by the Gators.
Darius Howell and C.J. Moore come in. Greg Reed comes out. So does Jordan Black. Third and 9. The ball out to the 33-yard line. C.J. Moore goes far side. Gators in a three-man front. They walk two linebackers up on the outside. We shift and bring Darius Howell all the way out to our side. Now we've got a man in motion. Corey Franklin keeps. Nope.
Nope. Give to the fullback.
Fool me. I thought Franklin had the ball. He gave it to Anderson up the middle. Gets up to about the 38-yard line where it's going to be fourth and about 5 from there, Bill, and we'll have to punt the ball.
Yeah, a lot of movement by the offense, hoping that the Gators were going to think they were going to try the pass with that long third down. But give up to the fullback, and unfortunately just short of the first down by about 4.5 yards.
Here's the snap. Hayden Martin gets the kick away. Demetrius White back. And the ball hit at the 30, bounced across the 25, down to about the 20-yard line. Now, Bill, I'm watching what's happening downfield, so tell me what happened behind
us. Yeah, might have heard some of the crowd going, getting a little angry that Hayden Martin got knocked down. But no call, not running in or anything. But Hayden's done a good job. He's a pretty good little actor. But nonetheless, it's Gators ball. There's an official timeout on the field, Wes, for a water break. Let's say we take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And we're back here at Martin Stadium with 4:39 left in the first quarter. No score here as our Vikings take on the Gators of Ware County. Quick announcement. Houston County, the number one girls softball team in 5A, has been defeated by our Vikettes, 8-3 just moments ago. Congratulations to the Vikettes.
How about that? Trips to the far side. Cox keeps the ball. Looks like an option play. Cuts back inside. He's across the 25. Almost out, Bill, to the 30-yard line. He is very, very close to a first down.
It looks like he's going to be about a yard short. But, again, that was a play reminiscent of last week that Peachtree Ridge showed. When the quarterback rolls out like that, he was able to pick up quite a few positive yards, and in this case, 9-yard pickup.
Second and 1, the ball just inside the Gator 30-yard line. 4:13 to go, first quarter, no score. They send number 12, that's Michael Carter, to our side. They put Demetrius White in the slot, two receivers far side. Twins left, Twins right. Cox drops back, throws out in the flat.
Flag.
Up, and there's a flag. Catch was made.
That'll be
by number seven, Willie Roach. Enough for the first down, but I think that they're going to have to replay that.
Yeah, illegal motion or a shift of some sort. Let's see. False start.
Back it up. So instead of second and one, we'll have second and six. I like that a little bit better, Bill.
Absolutely. That anything we can do to back them up. Teldon Smith now checks in at the defensive end spot. Let's see. It looks like Henry Harden was coming out, but, yep. Teldon's going to check back out. A little bit of difference on that defensive line, so there's going to be some confusion. All right, Wes. Gators line up. Ready for a second.
Brian Heyman, that quarterback. Heyman goes under center. They're in the I formation. We're in a four-man front. And they give it to the tailback, and he gets across the 25, maybe to the 26-yard line. Bill, that's only a two-yard gain.
Yeah, defensive line, that was Ridge Spivey in there, along with Devin Simmons to make the tackle.
Third and, Bill, let's see where we go. Mark it down. Let's say third and five.
Still four.
Four and a half. The ball at the 26-and-a-half-yard line on the far hash mark.
Let's see what our Vikings can do here, see if we can stop this first down attempt. Two wideouts here to this side.
Heyman goes under center. Twins to our side. Puts the man in motion to the far side. They're in the I formation. Heyman drops straight back. Looks, goes out. The ball is tipped. Whoa, what a play by number 42, Bill. Chris Stinson got his hands up, knocked the ball down. Had he made the catch, it wouldn't have mattered.
We had the coverage out there on the corner as well, but a great block by Chris Stinson.
Michael Mitchell was out there. They wouldn't have gotten the first down. But now Bowles will go back to punt. Greg Reed and Carrie Franklin drop back in punt formation. Bowles standing about the 10. Reed standing back about our 42-yard line. Franklin up about their 45. Their gunner's outside. Hunter to pick him up.
Waiting on the snap. There
six man front. There it is. Good clean kick high and away. Greg Reed backpedaling. Takes it at our 33-yard line. Starts left. There's a block. He's across the 50. Still on his feet. Oh, that was a great block out there by Marcus Solomon. Two flags went down, and they're going to call, even though he returned it from our 32-yard line, Bill, to their 45, it's coming back.
Yeah, I'm afraid they're going to get Solomon for that block in the back. It was, that was close.
It is high school football, and it is tend to be called just a little bit closer.
Yeah, Solomon is looking. He's pointing to the front, saying, look, I hit him in the front. You want to be able to read that number. But to no avail, it will be a penalty. Here comes the call.
2:43 to go here, first quarter.
Oh, a block below the knee. That's what it is, not in the back.
2:43 to go in the first quarter, no score. My prediction was it would be a close game in the first half. The second half, we kind of opened it up a little bit. I'd like to say hello to my boss and his lovely wife. The Strumpler is sitting down there.
You're just trying to brown those.
No, I'm not either. The man saved me today. Come in and did some work on my computer to get some reports out before 5 o'clock.
Very good. Now, they're here every week.
Every week.
All right, it's first and 10 for the Vikings now from the 32-yard line.
Franklin goes under center. We're in the wing tee. We got Darius Howell out on our side of the field. Gators in a five-man front. We give it to the fullback, Anderson, and Anderson will pick up maybe 2 yards. Jumps near over the right side. The second and eight as the ball moves out to the 34-yard line.
That time, Michael Mitchell was the wingback in motion. It's kind of hard to keep up with all the numbers.
They got us on the Matrix school board this time, Bill.
Well, good. 99.5 Kicks Country. Want to remind everybody, if you can't hear us on the radio, you can always go to www.995kicks, that's K-I-X, country.fm.
C.J. Moore comes near side. Franklin, under center, ball in the middle of the field. Vikings left or right on your radio dial. Got a man in motion towards us. Oh, there's a whistle. And they're going to say we move before the snap.
Wow. All of a sudden here early, we've got a lot of penalties, Wes. And we'll see what the officials have to say here. Offsides on the defense.
Said they were lined up in the neutral zone at the snap. So instead of second and eight, how about second and two, Bill?
I'll take it.
That's a long two and a half, 3 yards.
Thomas Rump now brings the play in.
Ball right in the middle of the field. You can hear the Lounge High band.
Kari Franklin in at quarterback.
Rump comes up, comes to the near side. Reed at wing back on the far side. Tyler Hunter wing back our side. Tied in Jordan Black to the far side. Now Hunter in motion. Gives it Anderson right up the middle. Spins off one man, two. Fights his way for a first down across the 40. And they haul him down about the 43-yard line, Bill.
Good, tough run by Anderson. He got hit, like you said. He made that little spin move, picked up that first down for the Vikings.
Marty, how'd that look like from down there where you were? Brandon Parks checks in for the Vikings now. The ball on the far hash mark. Miller brings the return trip back to the line of scrimmage. Fox comes near side. Franklin. Reed in motion towards us. Again, keeps the ball. On
this
the
time a keeper.
Oh, and a keeper. He's across the 50, the 45, still on his feet. It's a foot race to the end zone. Will they catch him? Yes, they will, but not going to cross the 15-yard line.
Wes, you have for the last 2 years, last now going into 2 years, you have always said, Corey's got the ball, Corey's got the ball, Corey's got the ball. Never had the ball. Guess what?
He had the ball.
Corey's got the ball. Great run by Kari Franklin.
All the way down to the Ware County 14-yard line. Franklin comes out. Tyler Hunter comes in at quarterback.
Well, he stumbled two or three times. I think if he'd have been able to keep his feet from the beginning, nobody would have caught him.
Let's see.
Official timeout. Looks like equipment, maybe.
Let's see. Yep.
Some equipment issues, I think, with the Gators. Now we're ready to play.
Bill.
Yes.
It's going to be a direct snap to Greg Green. Tyler Hunter's in the slot. Darius Howell's out here. Greg Reed will take a direct snap, and he'll roll right. Look at the guys out in front. Comes back against the grain. Still on his feet. Jukes one man to the 10, the 5, and they run him out of bounds at the 1 foot line.
Oh, Greg threw a shoulder right there at the end that I thought he had knocked him off and gotten into the end zone, but they're going to say that he stepped out at the 1 foot line. Greg looks back in a little bit of disbelief.
Jamie Cornelius coming in. Number 57, Bill.
This is called the Plowboy Formation.
The Plowboy Formation, the power formation.
Just Jamie Cornelius, the tight end, so we'll have double tight ends with Jordan Black.
Franklin comes back in. Reed stays in. We were waiting to see Reed. We saw him last year when he took that direct snap, like the old single wing. They got Devian Simmons at the fullback spot. Reed to his left. Franklin goes under center. Two tight ends. They're in an eight-man front. To give it to Greg Reed over the right side. Stands up.
And walks
the football,
in.
And it's a touchdown Vikings.
Great block by number 57, Devin Simmons, to open up that hole. And Greg Reed just walks into the end zone. Greg Reed come off doing a little gator chomp.
With 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter, our Vikings draw first blood.
6-0 here. And we got Mark Willis in for the point after attempt.
Jackson Dalton.
And Cole looks like...
Oh, there's a flag. That should help us a little bit.
Just keep going.
Jackson Dalton, let's see what the referee's going to signal. It was a...
You keep going.
And it was a illegal substitution. They had 12 men. Actually, Bill, they had 13 men on the field. One of them ran off, left them 12, stopped the clock, threw the flag. Now we're getting ready for the extra point. Mark Willis. Cole Parker to hold. Dalton Jackson to snap. There's the snap. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 50 seconds to go here in the first half, it's our Vikings 7, the Gators nothing. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on this. All righty, Vikings set to kick off. Back deep.
You go ahead.
Is Eric Adams along with Jimmy Wilkins. Mark Willis. Puts his foot into it. High end over end kick down in the coffin corner. White will take it at the 5. He goes far side across the 10. We get one hand on him and trip him up. And that's number 10, Telvin Smith, Q-tip, reaches that big hand out and trips him up just shy of the 15-yard line. 10-yard return by Demetrius White. And the Gators will take over first and 10 from their 15-yard line.
So a great run, but Telvin Smith again gets a hand on him. Brings him down for the tackle. Let's see what we got, Wes. All right.
Brian Hayman, that quarterback for the Gators, goes under center. Two receivers near side. Any eye formation. Drops back, rolls right, looking, throws out in the flat. Catch made by number six.
He drops it.
I thought he made the ball.
Andrew Acock.
Acock, and in and out of his hands. And I thought he made the catch.
Wes, one of those classic situations where you don't catch it before you run. He was already turning up field trying to run before he really had full control of the ball. The pass was great. It was right there. Acock just trying to go upfield before he got it.
39 seconds to go, first quarter. Vikings lead it 7-0. Good kick by, if you missed it, well, we had some technical difficulties, by Kevin Willis as he dropped the ball down. I mean, Mark Willis dropped down in the coffin corner. Demetrius White made a catch at the 10, at the 5, started around and got tripped up at the 15. Now, Heyman in the shotgun. Two receivers either side. Ball.
Oh, false start.
You saw it before I did.
Well, the line moved and the center didn't. And when the center doesn't know the snap count, there's a problem.
Gators send three receivers far side. Heyman with a football. He pitch out around the right side. Little option play. It was second and 15, and they'll pick up about 3 yards on that. Pitch out went to number seven, Willie Roach.
And it looks like it was Kelvin Smith and Michael Copeland out there to make the tackle.
Ball on the far hash mark. It'll be third and 11. The ball at the 7-yard line.
And that's going to be the end, I think. Well,
it is. The Gators are walking to the sidelines. That's going to be the end of the first quarter. It is our Vikings 7, the Ware County Gators 0. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Loudside Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers patrolling the sidelines. Gators, it will be 3rd and 11, the ball at their 13-yard line. Heyman in the shotgun. He has a running back on either side of him. Two receivers far side, one near side. Drops back, looking. There comes the rush, throws out in the flat. Oh, catch!
Nope.
In and out of the hands of Antonio Bowles out at the 25-yard line. Good enough. It had been enough for a first down, Bill, but he had double coverage back there.
Yeah, number 25, Michael Mitchell and Lee Ruiz both back there in coverage to knock it away.
Here's a situation that Marty, you should move to the other end of the field. This is a situation where we might get a blocked punt because you know they may come after it with a ball in the end zone.
He can see better from that end, probably. All right, and you're right, the Gators do line up in punt formation.
Greg Reed back at the Gator 48-yard line. Bowles standing in the end zone. We're going to put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 men up on the line of scrimmage to go after this one. Now there's a timeout call, and it's by the Gators. With that, 11:55 to go here first half. Vikings leading 7-0. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back at Martin Stadium as the Gators get ready to punt. Bill, quickly, give us some scores.
Coffee leads Shaw right now 3-0. Northside, Warner Robins over at Columbus, 7-6, Warner Robins lead. Colquitt over Wayne County, 35-0. We'll go with some more after this punt.
Reed standing back about the 48-yard line. Bowles standing just at the goal line. Seven men on that line of scrimmage. We spread them out. There's a snap. We're trying to get to it, but he gets the kick away. High, high kick.
Short.
Going to be short. Everybody gets out of the way. The ball hits at the 35-yard line. Takes a Ware County roll out to about the 38. That's where our Vikings will take over, Bill.
Some other scores. Tiff County over Cook early, 14-0. Cairo is leading Thomasville, 7-0. And Valwood leads Robert Toombs Christian Academy, 14-13, over at homecoming there for Valwood School. That's an amazing score right there. Northside Warner Robins and Carver Columbus. Northside Warner Robins leads 7-6.
Of course, they're the defending state 4A champs. Carver Columbus, the defending state 3A champs. And our Vikings are defending state 5A champs. Ball on the far hash mark. Miller up over the line, over the ball as he brings the return trip of the Mayflower Movie Company to the line of scrimmage. Darius Howell to the near side. Tyler Hunter goes under center. And he gives the ball to Corey Franklin around the left side. Catch one man, two. Jumps across the 35 down to about the 33-yard line.
They went low on Corey, and that's about the only place you can get him. He's not big, but he's such a scat back that if you try to tackle him high, he spins on you.
Give him a 5-yard carry. It'll be second and 5 at the ball at the 33-yard line. And the officials call a timeout for what?
They are calling an official timeout. Is this water break or conversation with the coaches? Let's see.
Marty, if you can ease that way, it's needing time on the clock. We can probably get it to it quicker than they can. Clock running, 11:16 to go, first quarter. Again, Hunter goes under center, tied into the far side. Gators spread out a four-man front, gives it to Greg Reed on the counter. He's across the 30, still on his feet, fights his way down to about the 27-yard line. It's going to be close to a first down.
Looks like from the spot he might be a half yard short. Let's see. They're calling third down. I don't know. Trey Bird, the kicking coach right here, is trying to say something. I don't know if they got it up to cell phone to Coach Graybill.
Thomas Rump goes far side. Tyler Hunter goes under center. Tight end to Ironside. Gators down a three-man front. Takes a snap. Gives it to Reed around the right side. Cuts back against the grain. Still on his feet. Oh, gets hit from behind as he fights his way across the 25. Down to Bill Market, the 23-yard line. It'll be first down. We have a third and one. And at a five-yard carry all the way down to the 23-yard line, Bill.
Greg Reed took the sweep. The play was designed to go to the right. Once he got over there and saw the hole close up, he just cut back to the left. That's the unique thing about Greg Reed. He has such unique vision in being able to see the field.
C.J. Moore brings the play in. He goes to the far side. Hunter still in at quarterback. Greg Reed at one running at wingback, tied into our side. Now they go back to a five-man front for the Gators. Counter play, Tyler Hunter being chased, rolls right. Looking, pulls down. He's going to keep it. He's across the 20, down to the 15. Bill, he's going to be down around to the 12-yard line, very close to a Viking first down.
Looks like about, a 9-yard gain. He was rolling out looking for his receiver downfield. Again, just like we saw a week ago, the tight end is open across the middle, but he's looking for that receiver on the corner.
Bill,
and that will open up.
Bill, second and about a foot. Darius Howell goes in. Ball on the far hash mark. The Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. 9.5 minutes to go first half. Vikings lead at 7-0, but we're threatening down to the 12-yard line. Howell comes near side. Jordan Black tied into the far side. Tyler Hunter goes under center. They're on a five-man front, man in motion towards us. He gets an Anderson right up the middle.
First down.
The bruising fullback will get the first down, down to about the 11-yard line.
Nothing fancy on that fullback give. That was designed to get the first down, and that's exactly what Anderson was able to do. Wes, I find it funny over here. We're going right down into the end zone on this side where the Ware County Band is, and they are playing nonstop. If the Bridgemen were doing that, we'd have heard from it by now.
Rump comes near side, wide receiver. Hunter still in at quarterback. Anderson at fullback. Franklin and Reed, the wingbacks, tied into the far side. They're back to a five-man front. There's a pitch out to Franklin. Oh! Sorry, Franklin, it was a high pitch out. Franklin's lucky to hold on to the ball, and we'll lose yardage back to the 15, but we're going to have a hold against our Vikings.
So do you take that penalty, move them back 10, or do you take the loss and take the second down?
Well, it's either going to be second and 13, or first and 20.
Actually,
no,
23.
It's going to be behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
it's going to be first and 23.
Ah, you take that then. Vikings have already moved their huddle back, so they're anticipating it's going to be
all the way back out to almost a 25-yard line, Bill, and we've got to get to the one. It's going to be second. It's going to be first and 24. We can get a first down just inside the 1-yard line. C.J. Moore brings the ball into the line, brings the play in. Here comes Miller with the return trip. Jordan Black tied into the far side. Moore comes near side to the press box side. And Bill? Corey Franklin under center gives it to
the fullback.
That's Robert Anderson, and Robert will run from the 25 all the way down to the 15. He'll get a 10-yard carry, just over the right guard.
And that's always been a successful play for the Vikings. That's their bread and butter play. So nothing real fancy, just trying to get some of that yardage back, and now get it kind of in a second down and fairly manageable. This is four down territory. Three down, and then we'll try a field goal if we can't get in. Let's see.
Ball on the near hash mark. Jordan Black comes to the press box side. Franklin goes under center. Reed in motion to the far side again to Anderson. Nope.
Keeper.
Franklin keeps the ball as he goes around the right side. He'll get inside of the 20 down to about the 18. And, Bill, that's going to make it third and about 12 from there. Franklin looking over to the sidelines. 7:20 to go. Nope. We're going to have a timeout. Timeout our Vikings with 7:17 to go in the half. Vikings leading 7-0. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge Live Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne, and on the sidelines, Marty Rogers. Marty, what's your thoughts, buddy?
Who is that? Wow, yeah, now that you mention it, we don't have that big tackle over there. Number 64 is in right now. That's Ridge Spivey playing tackle.
Hunter goes under center, sends Darius Howell the far side, Reed in motion toward the visitor side. Takes a snap, rolls right, looking, goes toward the end zone and throws it out of the back of the end zone on a third and 12. Nobody there. Safe play from the sophomore quarterback.
That's a play you want to try and get to a big, tall receiver, maybe a jump ball type situation. But he was trying to lay it back in that back corner for Greg. Greg not able to get there.
Mark Willis on to attempt what will be, looks to be about a 31-yard field goal attempt. Cole Parker to hold that. Dalton Jackson, the long snapper.
This will be Mark's first field goal attempt of the season.
Actually, it'll be a 35-yard field goal attempt.
Now he's placing it on the 20.
I'm sorry. 20, you're right.
So it'll be a 30.
30-yard attempt.
That's well within Mark's range.
There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. Oh, plenty of distance as he kicks it about halfway across the field house. With 7:07 to go here in the first half, it's our Vikings 10, the Gators nothing. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
I had not even noticed that Big Ed was not in there.
I didn't either. Back at Martin Stadium, Vikings lead it 10-0. 7:07 to go here in the first half. Mark Willis set to kick off. Back deep will be them. They're changing up a little bit, Bill. Number 15. Eric Adams is the deep man. Number 1, Demetrius White on the far side. And Jimmy Wilkins, number 10, on the near side.
Mark's going to try and put it deep in that right corner. Let's see.
And there goes that foot. High foot. And
look,
that's into the end zone. And
a touchback.
The Gators will take over first and 10 from their 20-yard line.
Not a lot of height, but that's all you needed just to kick that thing hard and deep. So the Gators will have it first and 10 from the 20. That's actually their best starting field position. The last couple kicks and punts, the last couple punts, we've been getting down inside the 20.
You see Greg Reed in at one, at a cornerback position.
Tyler Hunter at the other.
Ryan Haven goes under center, and the I formation sends twins to the far side. We're in a five-man front, drops back looking, rolls to our side, throws way downfield. Catch made by number 9, Antonio Bowles.
They're going to call the catch in. I thought he was out of bounds.
I think we drove him out of bounds, Bill. It was out to the 32-yard line.
That doesn't matter in high school.
Well, you're right, but the official said he got his foot down. So
he did? Okay.
Good job, Marty Rogers.
There we go. Man on the scene.
A 12-yard pass play from Bryant to Bowles. Ball on the near hash mark. Gators going from left to right. They bring Willie Roach and Antonio Bowles to our side. Send twins to the left. Heyman drops back in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Fakes the fullback. Throws out. Looks like screenplay that the Blazers run. It'll pick up a yard to Demetrius White. Out to the 34-yard line. Maybe 2 yards on the play.
Quarterback Bryant Heyman actually tried to act like it was a high snap and then tried to make the tuck under handoff and then jumps up and makes the throw. And it's a lot of trickery in that backfield.
A wide receiver screen. Blazers football game with Southern Arkansas canceled for tomorrow after Herb Reinhart and the entire athletic staff did everything they could to get that game played tomorrow. Heyman in the shotgun. Twins left, single receiver to the near side. Heyman again drops back, looks across the middle, throws right across the middle, ball up in the air, bounces around, in and out of the hands of Michael Mitchell.
It was in and out of the hands of two receivers, Lee Ruiz and Michael Mitchell. And then Telvin Smith almost made a diving attempt right there at the end.
So it'll be third and a long, a third and a short 8. The ball just across the 34-yard line.
Almost like a hot potato. Nobody really, everybody after it, nobody could get it.
6:11 to go in the first half. Vikings lead it 10-0. We knew it'd be a tough, hard-fought ball game.
Little Bear comes off in the nickel back.
Now look at here. Heyman back by himself. He sends trips to the far, near side. Twins to the far side. Three-man rush for our Vikings. There's a snap. He's under pressure. And he'll be, no, yes, he will be sacked as he fights his way up back to the line of scrimmage. A three-man rush. And Bill, who got their hands on him first?
I'm trying to see who's coming up off the bottom of there. Looks like Michael Copeland. It was. Number 17, Michael Copeland from that defensive end spot.
Move from linebacker, defensive end. Copeland got a hold of him and held on to him until help could arrive in the form of Lee Royce.
Michael Copeland, of course, played that defensive end position last year. More of a natural position for him.
Meant to say hello to Mike and Chris Sheffield. A couple of folks I know. Talked to them today and told them I'd say hello to them about 30 minutes ago.
So. All right. Well, here's the punt.
Bowles to Polk, standing at his own 20, gets it away. High, high punt.
Very short. Peter.
Everybody get away. Hits it to 45, bounces, takes a Viking roll back to the 49-yard line.
You'll hear a lot of coaches' background, and they'll say, Peter, that's kind of a call sign that if the ball is bad out of shape, that you'll hear all the players on the field hollering, Peter, and everybody is to get away from the ball.
Knows to get away from that football. Don't let it touch you.
So first and 10 now for the Vikings as they lead 10 to nothing here with 5:16 left in the first half.
Ball at the 49-yard line, and we're taking a water break. Bill, it'll be interesting to see what the first half stats are.
Yeah, it's really, I'd say it's so hard fought. Not a lot of rushing yards either way. Not a lot of pass. I mean, I don't know that there's been that much offensive output. A lot of defense. But the Vikings probably got a few.
Bill, got you a score from Camden County and Hoover.
Go ahead.
Camden 7, Hoover nothing.
There you go.
And
South Georgia football.
And Shift has bounced back. I think he said it was 34 to nothing.
34-7 the last I heard here. I guess got a text message a minute ago.
Want to remind you while Bill's looking at some scores, the Lounge High Coaches Show
notice
at
nothing.
7 o'clock on Loco's Deli and Pub on Tuesday night. Something new going on. Myron Palm said, you show up, say you're here to see the Coaches Show, get 10% off. Not only that, but we'll be showing highlights of tonight's football game on Tuesday night on the big screen during the show.
Yeah, and you'll get to hear Wes and Coach McPherson kind of recap this game and look ahead to next week's game as well.
Ball on the near hash mark. Here comes the return trip. Tyler Hunter goes under center. We send a man far side. Gators in a four-man front. Michael Mitchell in motion. Hunter drops straight back. Throws to Corey Franklin, who made the catch at the third. Did he say he made the catch?
Yeah.
Yes, he did, at the 41-yard line.
The ball kind of thrown behind him a little bit. Corey Franklin had to reach out and make the catch, and I really thought the ball might have come out, but he just kept control of it, rolled over it. And
Bill, they're going to measure that.
No, I think he just wanted to stop and look. It is the first down. The first down for the Vikings on a great catch by Corey Franklin.
Moves it from our 49 down to the Gator 41-yard line. Oh, I wish you could have seen on the sideline. Little Bear goes running in, and when he did, one of the coaches just stepped right in front of him, almost took him off his feet to keep him from running out on the field. Two receivers near side. In the shotgun, that is Greg Reed. He's across the 40. They trip him up as he gets down to about the 38.
I was looking out there to check the offensive line, and Ridge Spivey still is out there playing that tackle spot. So that is not good for Ed Christian. As Marty said, got ice on that ankle.
Second and 8, the ball at the 38-yard line. No, second and 7. Got to get down to the 31. Ball in the middle of the field. 4.5 minutes to go first half. Vikings leading 10 to nothing. Gators in a four-man front. Again, Reed in the shotgun. Looks like an old single wing. Notre Dame just drops the ball, picks it back up, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and will lose 3 yards all the way back to the original line of scrimmage, back to the 41.
The snap was right there in Greg's hand. I don't know if he was looking away when the snap came, but it kind of almost caught him off guard, bounced off his face mask. Fortunately, Greg was able to fall back on it.
Actually loses 3.5 yards. It'll be 3rd and 10.5. Ball back to the 41.5-yard line. Here comes Corey Franklin in along with C.J. Moore. Timeout Vikings. 3:43 to go, first half. Vikings leading 10 to nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne. C.J. Moore goes to the far side. Tyler Hunter at quarterback. Corey Franklin at wing back. Greg Reed at wing back. Robert Anderson at fullback. Gators in a three-man front with two linebackers up. Reed in motion toward the visitor side of the field. Cuts up field. Hunter rolls right. Looking. Stops. Looking. Goes downfield. Oh, right between two defenders. Catch made by C.J. Moore. Did the official say, did he catch it or catch it?
I don't know.
We're
nobody's
looking
saying.
To see. And yes, a catch down, Bill, to the 28-yard line, a first down Vikings. What a play. What a pass play from Tyler Hunter to C.J. Moore.
Wes, I'm sitting here looking at the sideline of the Gators, and they are absolutely livid that that ball was trapped. Now, I can't tell you, and I'm telling you, there was no official in a really good position to see it. I thought it was probably trapped all the way from up here. Now, he had his back to us, so I can't attest either way, but there was no official that had a good line of sight on that.
Franklin and Anderson.
But Hunter put that ball where only he could catch it.
There's a snap. Goes to Greg Reed across the left side.
Direct snap to Greg Reed, and he just picks it up about 4 or 5 yard line. They're going to give him four. Yeah, four to be second and six for the Vikings.
A game of five, second down, five.
Well, he slid it up a little bit. 5 yards is the gain, it looks like. Michael Miller and the rest of that return trip, Mayflower movers, including newcomer Ridge Spivey there at the tackle spot, taking Ed Christian's spot as he's out.
Reed in that Notre Dame box takes a snap, goes left side, cuts back inside, right up the middle, fights his way across the 20 down to about the 17-yard line.
They're stopping the clock. It'll be a first down. It is another first down for the Vikings.
First and 10 from the 18-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field.
What you got, Marty? Great.
Reed still in that Notre Dame box. Tied into the far side. Strong side to the right side. Takes the snap. And he starts that way. Cuts inside. Oh, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. A great play, Bill, by number four, Jeremy Bowles, as he come in from that weak side linebacker spot and tackled Reed from behind as he tried to cut back inside the line of back behind some blockers. And we'll lose a couple of yards, Bill.
Well, sometimes you keep going to the well, and it's almost too many times. We'll see what we got now. Greg Reed will come off and take a breather. Kari Franklin checks in at quarterback.
Ball at the 20-yard line, second and 13 from there. We need to get down to around the 7. A minute and a half to go here in the first half. Kari Franklin under center, man in motion towards us. Gives it to Anderson right
no
up the
keeper.
Middle. Franklin's got the ball across the 10 to 15. Just one man still on his feet. Into the end zone. Touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Kari Franklin. What a great run by Kari Franklin. He's taken that play that you keep saying. He keeps. And he's been keeping this game.
A 20-yard touchdown run by Kari Franklin.
He was not going to be denied. He fought hard that last couple yards.
Cole Parker to hold.
Out in the wing. That you don't know if they're going to do that swinging gate. Here they come.
Yep. We know what to look for, whether we're going to run that or not. And we'll tell you about it in just a minute. Cole Parker to hold. Dalton Jackson to snap. Mark Willis on to attempt the extra point. There it is. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And Bill, with a minute 13 to go here in the first half, it's our Vikings 17. The Gators nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You listen to Loud Side Football on 99.5 Kick Country. Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers. Minute 13 to go, first half. Vikings lead it 17 to nothing. Mark Willis set to kick off. And back deep is Eric Adams. Demetrius White to the far side. Jimmy Wilkins to our side. And we know it's going to that far side. No wind here at Martin Stadium. Willis's kick high, end over end. And it drops into the end zone. Gators will start first and 10 from the 20.
Another great kick by Mark Willis. Not, like I said, not a lot of height, but just enough to get it up there and 4 or 5 yards into the end zone. I tell you what, that's a weapon when you don't have to worry about a return.
Brian Heyman brings the Gators out on the field. Ball in the middle of the field. Gators going from left to right. They'll get the football to start the second half. Vikings won the toss, elected to receive. Now, Heyman sends trips to the near side, twins to the far side, three-man rush drive Vikings. We're in a nickel package. Drops the ball, fakes the throw right up the middle. Oh, where is he going? Nowhere at all as he runs into number 17, Michael Copeland.
Along with number 42, Chris Stinson, they just stood him up.
It was a quarterback draw, and he loses four and a half yards all the way back to the 15-and-a-half-yard line.
Wes, that something we talked to Coach McPherson about on Thursday. We were asking him about our starting lineups and how close we were. You know what? That's exactly what he said. Chris Denson, Michael Copeland, and Tavares Smith all in the field at the same time and in on that tackle.
Again, Heyman got trips to the near side, twins to the far side. In the backfield by himself, we're back that three-man rush. There's a snap, throws in the flats, catch is made at the 20-yard line, and they'll get up to about the 24, where it will be third and six from there, and making the catch, Bill, was number 20, Gabe Patrick.
And we're down under 15 seconds now. See if they get a playoff here.
Again, trip to the right, twins to the left. Heyman drops straight back, looks, throws out in the flats, catch made. Keep him in bounds, boys, and they do. That's number 10, Jimmy Wilkins. It'll be fourth. And that will not be fourth. That's the end of the quarter. That's the end of the half. 17-0, our Vikings lead it here at halftime. Let's take a two-minute break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.